Excited but exhausted, that's how students are finding returning to the classroom a week after the lockdown. While school attendance has fallen slightly, principals report attendance is gradually increasing as parents grow confident about letting their children return to the classroom. But it's not only students. Some teachers say they found the first week back tiring. Catherine Hutton reports.
Deirdre Shea is the president of the Secondary Principals Association and also the principal of Onehunga High School, which has a roll of about 1,000 kids. She says with the move to Level 2, generally students and teachers were delighted to see each other.
The atmosphere at school is absolutely fantastic. The students are humming because they're really appreciating being able to be together. They're really appreciating being able to have that immediate connection and feedback from their teachers, as well as the benefits of everybody being able to be connected and to learn digitally.
Peter O'Connor is the Professor of Education at Auckland University. He says following the return to the classroom, principals reported many students were shattered by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which he puts down to sensory overload.
When we were all locked in our homes and just with a very small number of people, we got used to that quite quickly. We felt quite safe in that environment. And then suddenly we're back in school with hundreds, sometimes thousands of other kids. And we're busy and it's structured and there's all these other kinds of things happening.
Wellington mother Kerry Moreau has 2 children aged 9 and 12. She says while they've enjoyed catching up with their friends, it's been a struggle to get them out of bed in the morning and back into the momentum of school.
Prior to lockdown, they would be playing quite a bit of sport and practicing and stuff like that after school. You know, they'd have a much better restful night's sleep and then bounce out of bed in the morning. But I think because we've been so stuck in our little bubble and only having a limited walk each day, everything's kind of quite slow paced. That overall energy level is just really, you know, quite sluggish.
Mr. O'Connor says people shouldn't worry about academic achievement and instead look to the lessons learnt from Christchurch, which showed the importance of focusing on student wellbeing.
If they focus on letting kids know that school's a safe, caring place where they are looked after, student achievement will follow. It's no use going back and trying to catch up on lost time and lost academic work. The time now is to go back and catch up on students' wellbeing.
He says parents also have a role, keeping an eye on their children's anxiety levels and reassuring them it's safe to return to school. Deirdre Shea says they've had some students who haven't yet returned and are continuing to learn online. Most come from families where a family member is immune compromised and there are concerns about transitioning back to school.
Having been through a period of being understanding that we need to stay home, stay safe, to turn that around when you have concerns about people's health in your home can be quite a journey for some people and for some families. And certainly for us, we've got messages from families saying, look, next week, or, you know, that kind of thing. So they're coming to a point where, okay, no, I'm feeling okay about this now.
As a result, school attendance is gradually increasing. For Checkpoint, call Catherine Hutton, 10A.